Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight with the Pineapple Express, an avalanche, a tidal wave, tsunami, a river of rain headed for Southern California. I speak with Jeff Bliss, who was pummeled in these last 24 hours, awakened by the pounding on the roof of, Jeff said it was beyond bucketing. It was a waterfall crushing them in a bigger one. Bigger atmospheric river is one of the metaphors the meteorologists use. It's headed for Southern California now. This could become regular seasonal activity. Rain from Hawaii, Pineapple Express. Then I turned to the Brooklyn Atlantic Yards, a positive story. A development over the yards, the railroad yards in Brooklyn. It's been delayed for several years. It was purchased by a Chinese company that failed to keep its payments up in default. Now it's being auctioned off, and this is potentially a huge amount of housing for Brooklyn. All very good news. Harry Siegel of the City reports, saying he wants to see the developer, but it is positive to get more residential space in Brooklyn, a very popular place, especially for the Gen X, young Gen X, old millennial, and the ambitious Gen Z. Wonderful. It was Manhattan when I was a youth. But now it's Brooklyn Heights, Bed-Stuy, all wonderful. And then off to Small Business America. We travel with Gene Marks to Mexico, where he met with a combination of the trucker firms from the United States, saying business not so hot. And then he also met with construction firms, and business is very good. Though the puzzle is, how can the truckers not be doing well while the construction business is doing well in Scottsdale, Arizona? It says, mysteries of the economy with the roaring jobs number, more than 350,000. Lancaster Report, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, with Jim McTague, who travels to Harrisburg, remembers his youth as a Harrisburg reporter, goes to Roxy's, talks about how things are going with the people at Roxy's counter, and then back to Lancaster, and he goes to Family Diner, which is a friendly Greek cafe in his area, and the business is not so good, and it's hard to find people. The Family Fair, it's called, Family Fair. Also, everybody at the counter and throughout the restaurant eatery in Harrisburg and in Lancaster is complaining about the high price of food everywhere. High price of food seems to be the way we're commenting on what could have been an inflationary spiral, skyrocketing and now backing off, maybe. Conversation with Henry Sikorski about stationing theater nuclear weapons in the UK. What does this mean for Europe? They much protest in the 1980s, the last time the U.S. advanced staged nuclear weapons, especially because those theater weapons are to be used in battlefield conditions. Then are we talking about using them on Poland and Germany and the Baltic states? I think not. SpaceX, Bob Zimmerman reports that the Department of Defense wants to buy a Starship. I speculate that pretty soon the CIA will want a Starship. And I don't know what the price is going to be. The moon. What is the Shackleton Crater? Bob answers that question for me. It's the South Pole. Speculation about possible water ice in permanent shadow. No evidence yet, however, just speculation. Bill Whelan joins from California. The excitement of the Senate race for Dianne Feinstein's seat. Adam Schiff, the leading expected member of Congress for the seat, against Katie Porter, a young member of Congress, Barbara Lee, a senior member of Congress, and now Steve Garvey, the Los Angeles Dodger from the 20th century. I think he hit 294 a lifetime. Very good hitter, first baseman. Contesting with the Republican line. And Adam Schiff is now running ads against Steve Garvey. Who knows why? Maybe he wants to run against him in the general election, which would guarantee a Schiff win because it's overwhelmingly a Democratic state. Oceania, off to Bougainville to talk about the prospects of Bougainville's independence from Papua New Guinea. This is part of Oceania, part of the contest between the United States and its allies and the People's Republic of China to win the favor and access to the island's sovereign states of the Indo-Pacific. SCOTUS, a conversation about the 2024 ballot in Colorado, a case to be argued before the Supreme Court on February 8th, determined whether or not, as is debated, former President Trump was or is regarded as an ineligible insurrectionist as far as the 14th Amendment Section 3 is concerned. And then a conversation with Richard Epstein about the War Powers Act of 1973 and does it apply in 2024. Later on, a trip to Italy to talk about the Maloney government and migration with Lorenzo Fiore. And Josh Rogan speaking of the mission of Tower 22, where three U.S. personnel lost their lives in a drone attack by Iranian-backed Iraqi militia. Ukraine, drones and future war, drones on the sea, drones on the land, drones in the air. This is the next step in which robots will be doing the battles, searching out humans or ships with humans or tanks with humans or headquarters with humans or trenches with humans, robots over the battlefield. Later on, again, a conversation with Jeff McCausland, a veteran of NATO, about theater nuclear weapons back to Europe. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.